that at this church, we preach the type of preaching called expository, meaning we start a book at verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, and we work all the way to the last chapter and the last verse. We do not dictate what comes next. The scripture dictates what comes next. Some of them is easy to preach. Some of them we wish it was not the next one. But however, we do it anyway because that's what God wants. That's why he put it there, and that's what he wants preached. It would have been much easier for me and Carl to pick and choose what makes everyone feel good about themselves when they leave here. I always give you this example. I could come in here and just preach on Jeremiah 29:11, take it out of context and tell you that God is going to give you a Ferrari. I don't have to prepare for that. That is not a sermon I need to prepare for. I can start it now. And I can go on and make everyone feel good about themselves. But that is not what God wants. That is not what it is intended. I'm intended to say nothing except what God says. In fact, if I stop saying what God says, don't listen to me because I've got nothing to say. Apart from what God says, I've got nothing better to say than you. The only person or the only being that has anything better to say is God. And we are here to hear what he has to say. So that in the end, that word can be applied into our lives. So that we can be renewed, we can grow in maturity, and we can assist others as well in growing in maturity. I just thought I should just explain why you always see Carl coming back with Matthew. And why can't he just go to Philemon for a change? I mean, there's some very nice philly verses there that we could all hear and go home smiling. Why could he just go to another passage where he tells us that God loves us and has a wonderful plan for our lives? But you see him grinding through Matthew, even during difficult passages. I chose James because I'm more interested. My heart is more on practical Christian living. How do we take what God says and practically apply it in our lives, in our daily decisions, in our daily actions, in our daily thinking? I didn't know how difficult James is. I didn't know. I saw it 5 chapters, it's quick, you know, it's not that bad. Oh, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. And the Greek does not help. It's quite difficult at some point. So, but the bottom line is I chose it, then, you know, in Afrikaans we say, you ask for it, you know, that's preaching.